Today's daf is daf mem ches. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Par Bisar Shem Yom HaKippurim. We learned the halachas of the kibul kli. The Kabbalah requires to be betzafon. So the Gemara asks the question, Michtei, tzafon be'olaksiv. The source of tzafon, the idea that you need to do everything with tzafon, is really in the context of an ola. Rashi points out the pasuk, the very top line, Gavei olas tzon b'vayikra b'shachar oso al yerachom izbech tzafon. And that's by an ola. So it asks the Mar, Michtei, tzafon be'olaksiv. The source of tzafon is an ola. V'nisne ola b'reisha. So why not teach ola first? That teach me ola requires tzafon, and then list all the chatals that require tzafon as well. Why does the Mishnah first list all the chatals, and only later on does it mention ola in the parak? So Gemara explains, because the chatas aidi de asim midrasha chavivale. This is a principle the Gemara invokes in many times, that things that are learned out through drashas are very chaviv to the chachamim. They felt it was very, very dear to them, and they wanted to highlight it, so they put it first before the actual source. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now we know why chatos come before olos. But now within chatos, we have a number of different chatos. Asks the Gemara, three lines down, benisnei chatos hachitzonos. Why not first mention the chatos hachitzonos, the chatos that take place on the outer mizbeach, prior to discussing the par v'sar shem hakipurim and the par manisrafim, which all go inside? So Gemara explains, Aidi de nichnas daman lefnai v'lefnim chavivale. Since the chatos apnimius, the par v'sar shem hakipurim and the par manisrafim, all of them go inside, deeper into the base of Mikdash, it's considered more chaviv. So then the Gemara wants to know, okay, so tafone b'ola heichuksiva. So where does it say tafon by ola? We saw Rashi tell us the pasuk already. The Gemara wants to know, where do you find tafon by an ola? V'shachad also al yerach ha-mizbeach tafona. You have to shech the ola. This is in the context of an ola. You shecht it on the side of the mizbeach, the northern side of the mizbeach. That's where the shechita should take place. Ashkechan benzon. I understand we find the source of benzon because it's pasuk v'shachad also. It's talking about a benzon and a sheep. But what about a ben bakar, a cattle, minolan? How do you know a cow needs to be shechted but suffering as well, minolan? Amarkar, the pasuk says, v'im min hatzon, it says, v'im min hatzon, v'av mosiv al inyan rishon. It's adding on to what was mentioned earlier. So it says, v'im min hatzon, and prior to that it mentioned ben bakar, so that v'av is a v'av achibor connecting the two concepts. So just like that ben tzon requires safona, so to ben bakar requires safona. Gemara again says, Vav Mosav al Inin Rishon, Vayilmad Elyon mi Tachton. You learn the bottom one, the later one from the earlier discussion, the Elyon Tachton. Fine. Now, Tosa just asks the question, we have other places as well where we learn the lach of look around, we'll look inside. Tosa, Ashkechan ben Son ben Bakar minalam. Tema, Dilael Parakol Psulim Daf Lamed Beis, Darshinan ben Bakar lefne Hashem vein Ashochel lefne Hashem. The ben Bakar needs to be in front of Hashem, but the one Shechtin could be outside. Below Amrina, why don't we say ben tzon minayin? I mean, we say the pasuk says ben bakar. How do you know to apply it by ben tzon as well? Just like here, we have the lacha by ben tzon. How do you know to apply it to ben bakar? We should always ask that question. So in the kama drashas, lo matzichan shekra, many other drashas we have, we don't require two psukim, one for ben bakar, one for ben tzon. So he says, shema ahach drasha havav mosif samach. Perhaps this is the source that every time a lacha applies to ben tzon or to ben bakar, we know we connect the two based on this drasha here in daf mem ches. The Gemara says now, Hanicha, this all makes sense. Laman damar, the one who holds lemeidim, you are able to learn halacha from a vav mosif. El laman damar ein lemeidim, ma'ik lemeimar, the one who holds you can learn through a vav mosif. So how do you know that tzafon applies to a ben bakar as well? So Ella, somewhere, Michael Maymar, the Tani, the Brisa says, Viv Nefesh, we're going to present a machlokis in the Brisa that shows that it's not everyone holds that vav mosif al inin rishon. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Viv Nefesh. The Nefesh is talking about, Rashi points out, Gavi Ashim Taloi. A person isn't sure if he did an Aveir or not. He's a Safik. So he brings an Ashim Taloi, an Ashim Taloi, which is hanging, which means until he knows for sure he did an Aveir, he's protected. The moment he remembers, Ivada did an Isser, then he has to bring a Chatas. So Ashim Taloi is a temporary carbon protecting him. That's if there's a Safik. So Vim Nefesh, it says, L'chaiv al Safik mi'ilos, Ashim Taloi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So it says, V'im Nefesh, the pasuk prior to this was talking about the Isser Me'ila. Person cannot get Hana from Kachim. If one does get Hana, he owes a carbon. So it says Me'ila. Then it says, V'im Nefesh, regarding Asham, that Vav is connecting Me'ila to Karban Ashim, telling us that a Karban Ashim also is Shayach for Me'ilah, meaning the person suffix, whether he got Me'ilah, he has to bring a Karban Ashim. Connecting those two parshas together, that's Divrei Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds a Vav is Mosif Al Inin Rishon. But come along the Chachamim Omrim, they say Potrin, they say Potter. They say not true. A person suffix, whether or not he violated Me'ilah or not, he does not bring a Karban Ashim. Why not? So my love is an apahak mifli. They're arguing about this very point. My saver lemedim. Rabbi Kiva holds you can learn through vav mosif, and my saver and the chum hold ain lemedim. You don't learn, and therefore, since there is no explicit pasuk that a meila is subject to ashim talay, you don't bring an ashim talay. Ah, it says vav mosif in the rishon. Chacham reject that. Joshua, we don't hold a vav mosif. So in the world of chachamim, the Gemara wants to know, how do you then know that a ben bakar has the same din of tzafon as does ben son? So Amar Papa, Papa says, no, you got it all wrong. D'chuli alma lemeidim. Everyone agrees you can rely on the drasha of Vav Mosif. Behind the time of the Rabban, why the Rabban say that a Me'ila, a person who is suffering Me'ila, does not bring an Ashim Taloi? The reason is, Nemar kan mitzvos, the Nemar v'chatas chelav mitzvos. There's a gezer shavet. It says mitzvos by Ashim Taloi, and it says mitzvos by a chatas of eating a chelav. Chelav is a asr to eat. If you have curries for eating it, if done b'shogig, you're chayav v'chatas. So what's the Gzeir Shava Mitzvos by Ashim Taloi, Mitzvos by Chatas? But tell us the following rule. Mal ahalan davar shechayav mal zidon akaris v'ashgagas achatas. Just like a Chatas only comes when the Avera is an Avera that when done b'mezit chayav karis. So then when done b'shogeg, you chayav karis, as shogeg rather, the Chatas. Afkan, so too when it comes to Ashim Taloi, Ashim Taloi is only applicable when shechayav mal zidon akaris v'ashgagas achatas. That when a person were to do an Aveira, let's say a Chelev, when Zadon it's Karis, when Shogeg it's Chatas, so if it's done with Safik, that's when he would bring an Ashim Taloi. As opposed to Me'ila, Me'ila does not have the same, does not have the Halacha. One does B'mezid, he's not Chayiv Karis for Me'ila. Me'ila does not fit into this equation, that's why Rabbanan think that Me'ila is not subject to Ashim Talay. Nothing to do with Vav Mosif. Her Rabbanan agreed to Vav Mosif. But there's a different reason why Me'ila is potter from Ashim Talay, because it's not fitting into the equation, because Me'ila is not Chayiv B'Zidona Kares and Shkagaso Chatas. Rabbi Kiva says, so how's Rabbi Kiva going to understand? How come he does say that Ashim Talay is relevant to Me'ila? Rabbi Kiva, Malahalan B'Kavua Afkan B'Kavua. He says, no. I agree the Gezer Shava Mitzvah's Mitzvah. A whole other discussion here. I agree there's an equation between Chatas and Ashim Taloi. But the equation is not what you said. The equation is, what, just like a Chatas is a Chatas Kavua, so the Chatas Chelev, rather, is a Chatas Kavua, so to Ashim Taloi only comes when there's a Karbon Kavua. Now, Me'ila, when a person violates Me'ila, he does bring a Karbon, and even though there's no Karis on it, but there's a Karbon Kavua, it does fit into the equation of a Chatas is Kavua, and so Ashim is also Chalana Kavua, you would bring an Ashim Taloi on Me'ila. What's it coming to exclude? What's the Gzeir Shav Mitzvah's Mitzvah is coming to exclude according to Rabbi Akiva? La'afukein Chatas de Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav de Olav Yoredu. A person violates Mikdash, he's Tamei, or eats Kachim while Tamei, he brings Olav Yored, depending on his finances, it adjusts. So it's not a Karbon Kavua. That would not be subject to an Ashim Talay. But Me'ila, which is a Karbon Kavua, is subject to an Ashim Talay, according to Rabbi Akiva. So this has nothing to do at all with our discussion of Vav Mosif Al Inyan Risham. Gemara says, Rabbanan hold, Ein Gzer Shava Lemechsa. Ein Gzer Shava Lemechsa, what does that mean? So Rashi says, right around where we are in the Gemara, Ein Gzer Shava Lemechsa. V'chihecha de Garmina La Lagave Hamilsa, Garmina Nami Deinaba Ela Al Safe Kares. He says, when you have a Gezer Shava, you have to take everything through. You can't just say, just like a Chatas is a Kavua, so to Ashim Talay comes in a Kavua. You have to explain further. Just like a Chatas also only comes when Zedona Kares and Shkagacha Chatas, so to the Ashim Talay. And therefore, since the Me'ila is not subject to Kares, it's Pater from Ashim Talay. You have to take the Gezer Shava the whole way through, says they say the Chacham. Rabbi Kiva also nami ein gzer shav lemechsa. They should also hold to the same concept, and they should have the same exact criteria for an Ashim Taloi, that not only is there a chatas chelav carbon kavua, but it also is a donor karis. In which case, they should also say that a me'ila, which isn't chayiv karis, should not be chayiv in Ashim Taloi. Gavarz, enach nami, you're right. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Chacham, and whether or not Ashim Taloi is relevant to a me'ila. V'hacha b'hakim mifligi. The machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Kiva Savar, v'im nefesh ksiv, vav mosif al inyan rishon. So he says, no, they're arguing about this point, that the vav is mosif al inyan rishon, going back to our first discussion. So the Gemara says then, Rabbanan mihaksiv v'im nefesh, don't they also hold a v'im nefesh, they also have vav achibur, that vav is mosif al inyan rishon. So the Gemara says, no, the machlokes is, everyone agrees to vav mosif. But here the problem is there are two competing drushes here. There's a hekesh, and there's also the vav mosif, the gzer shava. The vav mosif al inyan rishon is in essence a hekesh. It's being makish at two psukim. So there's a hekesh of the vav mosif, and there's also gzer shava of mitzvos mitzvos. So the question really becomes, which is greater? So Gemara says, what? Lema, b'hakim mifki meiser, they're arguing about the following. Demar saver hekesh adif. One holds that vav mosif is greater, and therefore you would say that you are applying the Ashram Taloi to Me'ila. Umar Sava Gzeir Shava, if the Gzeir Shava Mitzvos Mitzvos is greater, which would tell us that Me'ila is Pater from Ashram Taloi. That's the Machlokas. Before we get to the Tosos, it's not true. That is not the Machlokas. The Chuli Alma, everyone holds the Hekesh Adif, the vav mosif is greater, which would tell us that really Ashram Taloi should apply to Me'ila. So what's the Machlokas? Amr lecha rabbanan tachton hu degamar mi elyon laashom bekesh shkalam shlotomar lo yehi sveiko chamer mivado. So ma read a little further. Mivado chatas bas danka av sveiko ashem bas danka. So he says no. We learn halacha elyon laashem bekesh. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains this. Amr lecha rabbanan hekesh lahacha asa tachton hu degamar mi elyon liknos ashem b'shtei slayim. The Rabbanan agree the Hekesh is greater. But the Hekesh isn't teaching me the halacha of Ashram Taloi. It's telling us how much money to spend on the Karbanos. So a completely different halacha. The Gavi Ashram Me'ilos Ksiv Be'erkecha Kesef Shkolim the Gamar Ashram Taloi Mine. It says by an Ashram Me'ilos, it says Kesef Shkolim. So too it tells us how much is one paid for an Ashram Taloi, different type of Ashram. There's Ashram Me'ilos and there's Ashram Taloi. Right, if you look through the rest of the parak, we're going to see that not every Ashram is an Ashram Taloi. There's Ashram Mitzora, there's Ashram Nazir, there's Ashram Me'ilos. So Ashram Me'ila, you have to pay Shtei Kesef Shkalim. So to an Ashram Taloi has to be of Kesef Shkalim. That's the drasha. Nothing to do with paying an Ashram Taloi for Me'ila. Shelo Tomar Lo Yesveiko Shakaris Chamer Mevado. If a Vandai Isser Me'ila is subject to Shtei Shkalim, we can't say an Ashram Taloi in a different case as Suffolk. One would pay more money, so it has to be no more than what one would pay for Vadai Ashram Me'ila. You can't pay more than that for an Ashram Taloi. That's the drasha. Again, nothing to do with paying an Ashram Taloi for Me'ila. That's how the Rabban understands this. Rabbi Akiva, high Savar, he holds, high Svar Minale, how does he know this? If Rabbi Akiva uses the Hekesh to tell me that that we say Ashram Taloi does apply to Ashram Me'ilos, how does he know that the price, there's a limit on the price, what you pay for Ashram Taloi? Hai Svar Minale, Nafkle, he says, Mizos Taras Ashram, Torah Achas, Lechol Ashamos, the Torah Achas, all Ashamos are the same. Ashram Taloi, Ashram Me'ilos, Ashram Mitzor, Ashram Nazir, they're all the same. But just like Ashram Me'ilos is no more than Shtei Shlaim, so too the Ashram Taloi can be more than that price.
It's a minimum.
At least. At least, exactly, right. Can't be, can't, oh, a minimum, really? I thought not more than that.
That's what it says.
It says a Safek can't be more than the Vadai. So I think it should be opposite. If the Vadai Milos is 2, then the Safek, Ashram Taloi, can't be more than that, though.
No, before, but it was saying the Vadai and the Safek. Are you praising my book?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. I think Rashi is the way Gemara and Rashi is. I think it's what I was saying. But okay, it's a machlokas. So the Gemara then says, Tinach, it makes sense. Man is the Torah, the one who makes such a drasha of Torah that you can connect all the Ashamos together. But man did less like Torah, Meheicha Gamar. So how the one who doesn't hold the Torah is a machlokas. And Menachas Rashi says, whether you hold of Torah connects the whole sugyas, or Torah is just a word that Gemara, the Torah uses, but doesn't combine all the Ashamos together. So then if you don't hold of Torah, how then does Rabbi Kiva know that the price point should be the same for all Ashamos? Mehecha Gamar, Gamar Be'erkecha, Be'erkecha. It says Gzei Ashava, it says Erkecha by Ashram Taloi, it says Erkecha by Ashram Gzeilos. So we have a Gzei Ashava telling us that the price should be Shkalim as well. Tina Hecha Dechsiv Erkecha. That makes sense if it says Erkecha, but not every Asham says Erkecha. Asham Shivcha Harufa, which is another type of Asham, Deloksib Bebe Erkecha, Maik Lamemar, Gamar, Ba'ayel Ba'ayel, it says, is another Gzeh Shava connecting the other Ashamas together. So through a number of Gzeh Shavas, they have this din. In the end of the day, everyone agrees that the price point has to be the same, whether it's a minimum or maximum, unclear still, Machlokas Vishonim, and then Machlokas boils down to, once you, then do you have the Hekish available to teach me this halacha of Elyon Tachton with regards to which halacha we're talking about again, whether Asham Taloi applies to Asham Milos. Okay, now two interesting Tosas in here. Tosas Dima Maschel Dechuli Alma. I'm not going to read this inside, but he does point out that even though the Gemara does say here Hekesh is Adif than Gzer Shava, the Gemara in Gittin says Gzer Shava is really Adif from Hekesh, and he goes on to explain the differences between these two different figures. Then if you look at Tosas Dima Maschel Chatas Bas Danka, he quotes Rashi Pesh Bekuntris Lav Davka Elodamim Kalim Shloniten Kitzva. He says Danka, but the Gemara used the example that price, that coin. It's Lav Davka. Just means it costs very little. Don't spend too much money on it. So then he quotes the Gemara in Krisus that says that you should pay, when it comes to Mechusay Kapara, one should pay a Sela. There is a set price, and the Torah ends up answering that's really Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. But really, Mikadin, there is no set price. All really saying from all this, that a person shouldn't spend too much money on any of the Karbanos Ashams. Fine. The Gemara now says, last seven lines of the page, two dots. Chatas minolan debay tafan. How do we know chatas requires tafan? We said above the source that the ola, it says explicitly by the ola, it says the pasuk v'shachar also al yercham is be'ach tafona, that's by an ola. And through the vavamosiv, we said not only by a ben tzon, but also by a ben bakar. So we establish how an ola requires tafan. How do we know you could extend it that a chatas requires tafan as well? It says the Gemara chatas minolan, how do we know? That a person should shech the chatas in the very exact place where a person shechs the karban ola. That's the pasuk says. So this is, I'm just looking, which context is this in? This, I think, it regulates the chatas nasi, I think. Doesn't say. Okay, we'll see in a second, I guess. The Gemara says now, Ashechan Shchita. So this is a source that just shchita, that you get the shachar es achatas b'makom ha'ola, that just shchita is in Tzafon. How do I know Kabbalah Minol? And how do I know that Kabbalah has to take place in Tzafon as well? Dichsev lokach ha-korin midam achatas, that the korin takes it from the dam achatas. So where are you getting the dam achatas? So the dam achatas is in the Tzafon, that's where you're shechting it. So that's how we know that the Kabbalah takes place in the Tzafon as well. So now the Gemara wants to know Mikabel Atzmo Minol. How do you know the Maisa Kabbalah needs to take place in Tzafon? Lokach ha-korin, the kicha. But how do you know the Kohen himself needs to be standing there? Minalan, Amar Kra, V'lokach, and lo, we're taking out the letter Yud, lo, kach. Rashi says we're shifting around the letters of the word V'lokach, and V'lokach is really read as lo, lamed vav, vav, lamed vav, lo, kach. He should take it, that even he, during the Lakicha, the Kohen, should be standing in Tzafon. So that's how we know that the Shechita, the Kabbalah, and the Kohen, during Kabbalah, should all be B'Tzafon. Ashkechan le mitzvah. So we found the lichachila this should be done. La'akev minayin. How do I know if it wasn't done? The shechita or kabbalah weren't done b'tzafon. How do we know it's pasul minayin? Krach rinux. If it says another pasuk, a extra pasuk, it says v'shachad al sobe makom asher yishchad es ha'ola. You should shecht it in the same place where you shecht it in the ola. So Gemara says, what's the need for the pasuk? We already have a pasuk that the shechata is shechted in b'makom ola. V'tani, the Brayis explained, the last line of the Amud here, Heichan Ola Nishchata B'Tzafon. And where was Ola Shechted? In the north. So Af Zeb B'Tzafon, so to the Chatas is the north. So then the Gemara said, but wait a second. Why do we need a second Pasuk? V'chim Mikana Talama, are we learning from this Pasuk? Halo Kvar Nemar, it says in a different Pasuk we said above, B'Makom Asher Tishchat Ha'Ola Tishchat HaChatas. Halama Yatza. So why are we having a separate, another Pasuk telling me the same exact Halacha where the Chatas is being shechted. We have the pasuk telling me the same exact halacha. Shana levakasav to tell me if it's repeated that if you didn't do betzafon on the shechita, it's possible. So then the Gemara says, Ata Omer lechach. You think lechach yatz. It was excluded for this purpose. It was repeated for this pasuk to tell me it's laakev. O eno ella shezet tal tzafon vein acher tzafon. Maybe it's really trying to emphasize that only this requires Tzafon, and nothing else requires Tzafon. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, Hamalomar v'shachet esachat es b'makom ha'ola zeh b'na'av. This is a rule, l'chol chatos shiutunos tafan, that all chatos require to be done b'tafan. So Gemara says, Ashkechan sar nasi. So we have this in the context of a sar nasi. The nasi brings it, so he has to bring everything to tafan. Bein l'mitzah, bein l'akev. Shar chatos, we have nami ashkechan l'mitzah, we have a source that other chatos also require l'mitzvah b'tafan, but we don't have a source l'akev. And how do we know other chatos outside of a sar nasi? How do we know the other ones are also likuva? Dichsiv bekispa uksiv b'seira. To tell us that what's kispa b'seira? The Rashi says here, right around where we are in the Gemara now, dichsiv bekispa uksiv b'seira. Bekuluksiv makom asher yishchad hola. It says asher yishchad hola, but all these examples in the pasuk. It says it many times in the pasuk. The Sagile Besira would have been sufficient to just say by the Sira. And Yalef Minei, Kisba from the Mitzvah, and you could have learned the same thing from Kisba. Bechihadar Kasve Bekisba. Why does the Pasuk say it out of unnecessarily by Kisba? Tineul Inin Lepnimios Lesira Regalim Likuva. To tell me that all the other ones that don't mention it, all Likuva. So all these are repetitions of this Pasuk of Amakum Asher Tishchad Ha'ola tells me that all Chatals both require Bein Lemitzvah, Bein Likuva. So now after they're establishing that, the Gemara asks the question, so if every chatas, whether it's chatas chitzonios or chatas penimios, they all require tzafon bein le mitzvah, bein le'ikuva, ela osa lomali. So when it says osa, which is only it requires tzafon, but something else doesn't, well, what's being excluded? We just included every type of chatas. So what doesn't require tzafon? Ela osa lomali. Mibar le, it's needed to teach me lichadatanya. Osa b'tzafon vein sar nachshem b'tzafon. All the chatos mentioned the psukim require tzafon. The one carbon chatas that doesn't require tzafon, or really one sayer that doesn't require chatas is sar nachshem. Nachshem ben Aminadav, one of the nasiim in the midbar. Not the nasi we're talking about above here. That's talking about nasi nowadays. If a nasi were to do a violation, he brings a carbon nasi. We're talking about the nasi of nachshem in the midbar during the miluim, during the 12 days where the nasiim brought. That sar nachshem didn't require Tzafon. That's what oso, it, all karbanos now, as opposed to disar of nachshon. Rashi points out the reason why he doesn't require, it didn't require a tzafon, is because sirei chanukas and nesim were shelo bo al chet. They weren't coming because of karbanos of achatas. It was just based, they were just bringing karbanos, and that's why there's no din of tzafon. What?
Not just nachshon, all them.
All, exactly. We call it sar nachshon, but all the sirim. Very good. Tanya v'samach yado arosh ha'sayer. The pasuk says you should do smicha on the head of the sayer. What's the need? We already know this halacha. L'rabos is coming to include sayer nachshon l'smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even nachshon's sayer required smicha. That's what's being learned from the drasha. Rabbi Shimon Omer l'rabos sirei avodas kochavim l'smicha. No, coming to include that even the goats brought for avodah zarah, for the kapar of avodah zarah, require smicha as well. The Gemara explains, I would have thought, since this sari of Nachshon was included that it requires smicha, is Rabu Nami the Tzafon? I would have thought it also, even though it's not a chatas, it would have also required Tzafon. Kamash Milan, also that we don't, that sari Nachshon didn't require Tzafon. So Mask of La Ravina, Ravina says this all makes sense. Halnichal Rabbi Yehuda, who thought that the sari Nachshon was included in smicha, so there's a half minute to think it's included in Tzafon. But the Rabbi Shimon, who said the pasuk Samech Yado Arosh Hasar is coming to include the Sari Avodas Kochavim, nothing to do with Sari Nachshon. So the Rabbi Shimon, Ma'ik LeMeimar, why would there be a Havamina to think that the Sari Nachshon, which isn't a Chatas, why would you think it'd be there'd be a Havamina to think it'd be subject to Tzafon? So Amar LeMar Zutra, Mar Zutra says, Breder Tavi LeRavina, LeRabbi Yehuda Minicha. Wait a second. Even in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, who thought that Samech Yado included Nachshon, what does it really make sense? Does it all work out well? L'maydis Rabbi is Rabbi, maydis lois Rabbi, lois Rabbi. Whatever was included was included. Whatever wasn't wasn't. Just because Rabbi Yehuda felt that Nachshon was included in smicha, why would you think to include it for a tough one as well? The two different halachas. Whatever was included for is included, and whatever wasn't, it wasn't. So there's no havamina to ever think that this sar Nachshon would have been requiring tough one. V'chitaim, if you're going to tell me ilo mati kra. So had you said, had the pasuk also not excluded sar nachshon, I would have thought that it should have learned from all other seirim and should have required the halacha of tzafon. Imkain, I would have thought smicha gufay teisa bebinyav. So to smicha, learn sar nachshon from all the other kabbanos requiring smicha, and you don't need a special drasha. So it must be the fact that there's a drasha for smicha and there is no drasha for tzafom. There's no havamina to think that the sar nachshon required tzafom. Mara says, Ella, midoris lo gamrinan, hachanami midoris lo gamrinan. Meaning what? We don't learn what sar nachshon took place then. It's not going to learn what's going to be from future generations. Just because future generation required smicha and they required tzafom, that has no bearing on what took place in the midbar, and therefore the word also can't be coming to exclude sar nachshon. You didn't need to exclude it. It was obvious that it doesn't require tzafon. So go back to square one now and ask the question, Ella, also, the tzafon, what's also the tzafon telling me? That the carbon sarir takes place at tzafon, and which one not? Vein shochei b'tzafon. That the shchita is b'tzafon, but the shochei, the shechta, the one who's shechting, he does not need to be b'tzafon. Midira Sagamara says, Shochet midi Rabbi Achinafka. No, the requirement of the show, the shochet not having to be betafon, that's learned from a different drasha midi Rabbi Achya Nafka. The Tani, the Brayta tells us that Rabbi Achya Omer b'shochet also yerech hamizbech tzafon yishechted on the northern part of mizbech. Matam alomer, what's this teaching me? Lefishimatzinu omer betafon u'mekaba betafon. And we find that a person stands in the north and catches in the north. But im amar badar, if he stands in the south, but his hand extends to the north, possible because he's not standing in the north, he has to also be standing for the Kabbalah. Yachalav ze, you might think that the shchita also, just like the ma'aser shchita is in the north, the shochet needs to be standing betzafon as well. Tamlomer oso, oso betzafon, oso, the animal or the shchita is betzafon, or may the Kabbalah betzafon, veina shochet betzafon, the one who's doing the shchita doesn't need to be betzafon. That's what's being learned. That's the drasha from Rabbi Achya. That's not what's being learned from the words oso betzafon. So Ella oso betzafon, what do we learn from oso betzafon? Oso betzafon, vein ben of betzafon. The animal, the ben bakar, the ben son, is in tzafon, but a bird doesn't have to be shechted in the north. The Tani, the Braisa, tells us, Yachal Yehe ben Of Ta'un Tzafon. One may think a bird that needs to be shechted in the north, v'dinu, and it's illogical to say this. Ma ben son shelo kavalo kohen kavalo tzafon. A ben son, an animal, doesn't require kohen. Even a zar could do the shechita. Yet there's a requirement, there's a restriction of it having to be in the north. So one may think that a ben of shelo kavalo kohen, that only a kohen could do the shechita, which is really a malika. Only a kohen could do the ben of. There are more restrictions for ben of. So eino din sheikvalo tzafon. So certainly there should be restriction of place as well, that the ben of should be betzafon. Tamalomer also tell me that also the ben bakar is in the tzafon, but not a ben of. Amar says, wait a second, you can't bring a kavachomer because there's a chumra for a ben son. Mala ben son shekain kavalo kli. A ben son requires a kli. You need to do a sakin for a shchita, as opposed to the malika doesn't require kli. He uses his nail. So there are more restrictions for a ben bakar than there are by a ben of, and you can't create this kavachomer. And there is no havamina to think that a ben of should be betzafon. Ella oso betzafon vein Pesach betzafon. That's the gzeir, that's the drasha. That only a ben bakar, chatas requires being in the tzafon, but not the karban Pesach. The karban Pesach doesn't need to be done in betzafon. How do we know? The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Yachol Yeh Pesach, one might think that a Pesach tal and tzafon requires tzafon. V'dinu, it makes sense to require. Why? Ma ola shelo kavalo lozman l'shchita. So a regular ola, you can bring whatever you want. There's no set time in the year to bring an ola. And yet, kavalo tzafon, there's a requirement of space. So one may think that Pesach she kavalo zman, there's a set time, yud dal nitzan, l'shchita so. Eino din shikvalo tzafon, so certainly it should require a makom, the tzafon. Tam lomer also, that only a carbon requires, a carbon ola requires a tzafon, but not the chatas. The Gemara says, no, there's another chumrah that the Ola has that Pesach doesn't have. Ma'ala Ola Shekein Kalil, that everything gets burnt up on the Ola, which is not the case by Pesach. So Ola has certain restrictions, so that's why Tzafon is restricting. But Pesach doesn't have the restriction, it's not Dina Kalil, so maybe we're more open to it being anywhere in the Azara, and there's no thinking, there's no need for a drasha of Osa V'lo Pesach. Gemara says, Mechatas, Ma'al Chatas, learn from Chatas, and even though Chatas isn't Kula Kalil, it still requires Tzafon. So mal chatas shekein mechaperes al chayvei krisus, but they learn from chatas. Chatas is has a certain chomer that Pesach doesn't have. That's mechaperes. So mal asham shekein kachim kachim. Asham also, it's unique. It's kachim kachim. Pesach isn't kachim kachim. So if all these different dinim, there's no way you could have learned, where you could have, would have thought that Pesach should require tafun in the havamina, because ola is unique. It's kalil. Chatas is unique. It's mechaper. Asham is unique. It's kachim kachim. There's no havamina to think that Pesach should require tafun to have a drasha to exclude it from tafun. So Gemara says mikulanami shekein kachim kachim. All of them are kachim kachim, meaning chatas, ola, and asham. That's the same svara why Pesach shouldn't be learned. And the Gemara said, Li'olam kedamer mekara. Really what we said initially, going back to the first suggestion of what? The osa betafon vein shoche betafon. That the behemoth, the ola is betafon, but the shoche doesn't have to be a bit sem betafon. So what was the question? Why did we reject it initially? With the kashalach, that question we had, but we already know this from a different drasha, midrabi achin afgalan, lav lamute shoche betafon, ela ein shoche betafon, about mekabel betafon, mekabel melakach. Wait a second, how do you read this last drasha here? Again, lav lemute shoche betafon, ela ein shoche betafon, about mekabel betafon. The drasha is not to tell me to exclude a shoche betafon. We know a shoche is not betafon already from Rav Achya. We're telling me, ein a shoche betafon, but don't think that mekabel doesn't have to be betafon either. Aval, it's more positive about mekabel betafon, but the mekabel does require to be betafon as well. That's the drasha. Meaning what? Rav Achya teaching me that shochet isn't betafon, and the drasha above tells me that mekabel is betafon, and you need both of those drashas. The Gemara says, wait a second, we already know mekabel has to be betafon. Mekabel mi lokach, v'lokach nafka. The Gemara says, lokach v'lokach, lo mashmalei, that doesn't seem to be really an acceptable drasha, and for that reason you need the combination of Rav Achya and also Tafon to tell me that a Tafon isn't b'shochet, isn't b'tafon, but a Mekabel is b'tafon. Okay.